It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. For more than 10 years now, one of the purest joys of spring has been the opportunity to watch the Decorah Eagle Cams from the Raptor Resource Project in Decorah. We have been able to watch adult eagles incubate and care for their young in the most remarkable and intimate ways. This year, things look a little bit different. John Howe is the director of the Raptor Resource Project in Decorah. He is here to bring us the latest eagle news. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, Charity.
Welcome back to the show. And if I go to Decorah Eagle Cam, theraptorresource.org, and click on the Decorah Eagle Cam, I see an empty nest at the hatchery website. So tell me what's going on. This was the original location for the Decorah Eagles. What am I seeing?
Yes, and it, you know, it really is unfortunate, but just this is the way eagles operate. We look back at the history of the Decorah Eagles at the fish hatchery there, and about every 5-6 years they've moved nests. It's just what eagles do. Eagles will deviate from that, but so this year what happened is we saw a little less activity in the nest in the fall prep time for the nest, and we actually found out basically by the amount of time that they were spending in the nest up until egg-laying time, which was not as much as we normally would expect, that they were probably doing nestoration some other place. And by kind of tracking them and watching where they went, we actually identified that they were at a new nest, probably that they've been working on for a year or 2 years, and they actually nested in it this year. So unfortunately, no cameras are there or anything else like that. So they kind of pulled a number on us, but that's the way it goes.
Right. But of course, I'm sure that some people click on that and think, oh, no, tragedy. This is not a tragedy. This is just a normal moving house, and the eagles are fine, and they have nested. What do we know about this pair of eagles that we have so much invested in?
Yeah. So we've been obviously very interested in finding out what's been going on, and by just tracking and discovery of that nest and verifying by absence and presence, you know, are the eagles over at the hatchery? Which direction are they flying? Are they over at this other nest? We pretty much identified that they had moved, built a new nest, and to the best of the knowledge that we have without a camera being there, just some folks watching boots on the ground, that they are incubating and that they're raising another year of eaglets.
So wonderful news. We just can't see them in action.
Right.
but they are... Now, over the years, we've seen other birds come in and say, hey, we like this nest. Maybe we'll take this nest over. And the eagles have scared them off. Are they still protecting this territory?
You got a point there, definitely. So even though they're not nesting at N2B, they are, and we had what would have been the remnants of the original nest over there, right up above the Holthouse residence there. They're defending that territory, and we've been watching that. We see them, you know, our cam operators are still checking things and trying to watch for activity there at the hatchery. It's still part of their territory. One really interesting thing that we saw, as it looked like the time was winding down and they were not actively nesting and going to lay eggs there, we noticed that they do come back to the territory. That is part of their territory, and they've been defending it. Interestingly, another male showed up about a week ago and was in the nest, and Mom Decorah was actually there that day, and it was really interesting to see that interaction, to see what she was going to do. And eagles pair up, and as long as the other pair is there, they are pretty, in most cases, monogamous. Her reaction to that male, he was kind of in a submissive pose. She actually bolted forward and lashed out with her foot and her talons and basically kicked him out of the N2B nest there, even though they're not actively using that. So she was really expressing that this is our territory, this is my territory, and she was not even interested in another suitor.
All right. So let's move north now. This is the fifth year for the Decorah North Eagle Cam, and there is a lot of adorable action going on at the Decorah North Nest. In fact, I'm watching it right now, and one of the adult eagles has been feeding the two fuzzy little eaglets in the nest. Tell me about this pair.
Yeah, this pair, we started watching in 2016, and our two eagles there were Mr. North and Mrs. North. And we did, unfortunately, lose Mrs. North, and we had a new female show up. We designated her, and she's still going by DNF, which stands for Decorah North Female. Since that 2018 post-time period, they laid eggs for the first time in 2019, DNF and Mr. North. So this is they've been successful there multiple years, although not necessarily the same success, you know, that we expect some years as far as the productivity. We had a loss of one eaglet last year, and we don't know exactly what happened because the nest cup gets pretty deep there sometimes. But this year, they survived through two fairly pretty large snowstorms, one in February and one in March, and just really amazing when you see the eagles incubating eggs kind of like a banana down into this big donut hole. And they're incubating those eggs through, this year it was 8 and 9 inches between those two snowstorms. Really amazing to see that successful hatch now, just a little over a week ago, of two baby eaglets.
Well, and we often at the hatchery nest over the years, we would see three eggs and three eaglets. At the North Nest, two eggs seems to be more of the standard.
Yeah, and that's going to be driven by the female eagle. You know, pretty much her biology is going to determine how many eggs she actually lays. And we've only ever seen DNF, this newer female at the North Nest, lay two eggs. So, and you know, that ranges and it varies a little bit depending on the part of the country that you're in, and really based on the eagle also. So, yeah, she's been a pretty much a two-egg-laying female, and this year we are very happy to see that both hatched, even with those snowstorms that we talked about, just the amazing dedication to incubating those eggs through that incubation period.
Well, and John, I've been watching the Decorah Eagle Cams for the 11 years that I've had the opportunity to. And I do remember that at that hatchery nest, when three eggs appeared, people were concerned that, oh, maybe not all three eaglets will make it, that often eagles have a high success rate at raising two eaglets, but with three, that's a lot of resources invested in three little mouths, and the last one to hatch is significantly smaller than the first one to hatch. So does it feel like success is more likely with two eaglets?
Definitely. That's probably going to be the case, except when, if you think about it, with more eagles, there's a possibility that if something happens to one or two, you've got another eagle, right? But with two eaglets, just two mouths to feed, that when food can be scarce, and that has happened, we've seen that in the past, there's that competitive nature between the eaglets. We see the beak tussles, and they definitely can get to be the point where they're seem to be much more aggressive than what you would call a beak tussle. It actually can get pretty aggressive of the usually the older eaglet basically showing its dominance and almost in effect training the younger eaglet that I get fed first and and you're going to get your food after mine. There's no human parent there to referee this thing. It's whoever's beak gets closest to the food and really survival of the fittest.
What do you think that we can learn from watching these eagles? I mean, obviously, many of us just really enjoy it. But what do you think people can take away from it?
You know, it is such the raw nature of what happens in nature is really tough to take at sometimes. But it is offset so much by the amazing beauty of, you know, what happens, especially in the life cycle of the bald eagle. It, you know, watching this over so many years, I suppose the peregrine falcons and bald eagles has been probably a little bit biased because that's what we've been focusing on here. But it's just the incredible beauty of watching them up close and personal. I think that's such an amazing opportunity, I think, that we have with these nest cams.
And I know that many people have just been in awe of the collaboration between the two parents and in some case, three parents at a nest in recent years, but where they take turns taking care of the young. And it's such a labor-intensive process. In many ways, it reminds us quite a bit of human parenting as well. Do you have a favorite time of day to watch the nest?
So you mentioned the parenting part of that, and pretty much most of the time the female is going to be incubating through the evening and the early morning hours. That's just the way that it works with eagles and falcons and other raptors. So in the morning, you know, that part of the day where the activity is coming up after a long night and mostly sleeping at this point of the young eaglets underneath their mother. At this point, she's typically doing that early morning incubation and that time when the male comes for shift change, you know, break or whatever. And I really enjoy that part of the morning where we see that change, and we have typically feedings in the morning, especially now as these eaglets are growing so fast. As soon as it starts getting light out, that first feeding starts, and we're getting, you know, anywhere between 5 to 10 plus feedings a day, which is pretty amazing. But that shift change and just some of the interaction between the parents taking care of them. Sometimes we're lucky and we see, you know, both parents coming in there and a dual feeding at the same time. And it just, maybe it's a little bit more endearing for me to watch that because it's like, okay, we got two parents there and we know that both mouths are going to get fed at the same time.
No, very little tension there.
That's probably one of the hardest things to watch, yeah. Is just the way things go in nature. And when you see that dominant sibling getting fed first because it can stick its head further out and it's larger and it's more aggressive, that's the hardest thing to watch. So yeah, I think that's one of the things I like about that is when you see that everything is going to work out and they're all getting fed.
Well, these two eaglets this year at the North Nest look incredibly healthy and they seem to be fairly close in size. They seem to be doing extremely well. There are many reasons to feel optimistic about how things are going this year. Although, of course, in nature, anything could happen. I think that probably, maybe I'm just guessing, but your viewership peaks, I think, in the springtime because of those adorable little eaglets. But there's so much more to watch as the season goes on. Can you tell me some of the things that we should keep coming back for?
Yeah, definitely. The hatching part, you know, that first really tender part of the life cycle development of the eaglets is really, really neat to watch. And that's probably when we get most of the viewers coming in. But really, things have not tapered off here much. They're getting to the point now where they're showing a little bit of attitude, you know, and a little bit of character. Each one is a little bit different, but they're showing, you know, what eaglets do, and they're starting to become more mobile, and they're exercising their wings, and they're going to start becoming more independent now. They're going to start getting their thermal down coming in, and you can actually see a little bit of that right now. So upcoming, you know, in that 70-ish days of development before they fledge, we're going to see a lot of changes. And interestingly, you know, different types of prey coming up. And it's always amazing. I just love watching, you know, as they start learning how to fly and are catching air, you know, with the weather patterns that come through there. And on some of these windy days, they're hovering. It's like, you know, be careful. Don't catch, you know, too much air, you know, with this gust and get blown right off the nest. It's something that could happen, but we haven't actually seen that happen. So they're usually pretty good at clinging on to that nest, you know, when they're testing those wings out. So just so many different parts of the development cycle. But when they start flying, that is really special.
Yeah. Well, it's a great day to watch the eagles, at least so far. It's breezy, but it's warm, so we get to see a lot of the eaglets today. Mom and Dad aren't sheltering them as much as they do when it's a little bit chilly out. Hopefully there won't be any nasty thunderstorms today that make it a hard day for the eagles, but this is a good day to watch. John Howell, yep. thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, Charity.
John Howe of the Raptor Resource Project in Decorah. He is the director. And you can see the nest at Decorah North. Go to raptorresource.org. And you can click on the link that says Watch Birds and find that Decorah North Bald Eagle Cam. And you can watch two little eaglets survive and thrive in the nest this spring. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Matt Alvarez, Dennis Reese, and Rick Brewer. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. You can get in touch with us anytime. Send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Please subscribe to our podcast, Talk of Iowa, and also subscribe to our Talk of Iowa Book Club podcast as well. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbie.